Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. After 2 years of restraint, corporate India has returned to share repurchases with renewed vigor. As many as 22 companies have announced buybacks worth a combined 25,000 crore rupees so far in 2026, with Wipro alone accounting for 15,000 crore rupees, writes Ravindra Sonavane. The big question is, will the momentum last? The impact of high energy prices is being felt across India Inc. Tata Steel's MD and CEO T.V. Narendran and Executive Director and CFO Kaushik Chatterjee told Money Control that while the steelmaker remains relatively insulated from the West Asia crisis, heightened freight costs have forced the company to develop alternative sources for raw materials. Speaking exclusively to Bodhisattva Ganguly and Shiladitya Pandit, they said that while they are still awaiting clarifications from the Dutch authorities on environmental policies, Tata Steel Netherlands remains profitable. Fund managers are repositioning themselves for the next growth cycle. Anisha Kumar writes that mutual funds have raised their exposure to capital goods firms to a 17-month high, turning bullish on India's manufacturing and infrastructure-based companies. The rupee's slide is no longer delivering the export boost exporters counted on. Ishan Gera writes that the currency has fallen to its weakest level against multiple currencies in nearly 12 years. Yet goods exports have risen only modestly, while imports surged, keeping the trade deficit stubbornly elevated. Meanwhile, economists are warning that measures aimed at curbing gold imports may not be enough to contain pressure on the current account deficit, reports Adrija Chatterjee. Many companies are responding to PM Narendra Modi's call for austerity. HDFC Bank will allow its employees in the business and corporate verticals to work from home 2 days a week for the next 30 days, reports Arkishma Iyer. HDFC follows IndusInd and Axis Bank, which have similar policies. Rival ICICI Bank said that it will continue to retain a majority share in ICICI Prudential after Prudential PLC's $389 million party life deal, writes Malvika Sundaresan. Prudential's second investment in an Indian insurer raises questions over its incumbent 21.9% stake in ICICI Prudential. The UK company is expected to cut its shareholding to below 10% over the next 12 to 18 months. IT sector employees are finding that annual appraisals are no longer translating into higher take-home pay, report Reshab Shaw and Debangana Ghosh. IT companies across the sector have quietly redrawn compensation structures to align with India's new labor code regime while tightening costs. And finally, a viral diplomatic moment triggered an unlikely stock market frenzy. After Prime Minister Modi gifted a packet of Melody Toffee to Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in a widely shared video, investors mistakenly piled into shares of Parley Industries, an infrastructure and real estate company with no connection to Parle products, the maker of Melody, Parle G, and Monaco biscuits. The Parle Industries stock hit its 5% upper circuit. Surabhi Pandey also writes about other instances where confusion over similar names has triggered rallies across the world.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.